everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Everything Digital, the show where we bring you everything cool, everything hip, and yes, that's right, everything that's digital in your world today, especially right here in Nigeria. And as always, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Faith History Nsa, and I'll be your digital guide on this series. Now today, we've got Chijoke Ume, who I call CJ, and he's in the house with us, and he's going to talk about a brand new platform that he's co-founded with a couple of other co-founders. I think just one other co-founder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
CJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome. Thanks.
Awesome.
Glad to be here.
And you look pretty cool. I should take a picture. I'm going to take a picture now, and I'll post it. So you guys want to see what CJ looks like in the studio, you'll have to follow us on social media. That's on Instagram. Everything Digital NG, all right? So you can see CJ looking so fly. You see, not all founders are total geeks, as everybody thinks, and have no style. You know, like, what's up with that? CJ, talk to me about you, like, the journey to your new baby, payformeds.com. Tell me how you got here.
Okay, well, I was born and raised in Nigeria, and I moved to the States in 2004.
Where in the States?
LA, California.
Okay.
So I live in California. And then I joined the military in 2008, the United States Air Force. So I'm a I'm a military vet. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, look at you, soldier.
Yes, ma'am.
So I feel like I need to salute or something right about now.
So when I left the military in 2012, I kind of made an unconscious decision not to have a 9-to-5. So I admitted I just never went back into the workforce and I've had a 9-to-5. I started a clothing line. I started a limo service.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, boss?
Yes, boss clothing.
Yes, boss. I love it. All right, so that's your clothing line. So you started that.
Yes, so I started a clothing line sometime in 2013. Uh-huh. Did that, been doing that for a while. And so I've had this entrepreneurial spirit for a long time. And then I get a call from a very good friend of mine, and she told me about this idea she had about changing the medical industry in Nigeria, in Africa. Uh-huh. And we kind of have the same history. You know, everyone that I know of has had some sort of tragedy due to medical expenses and stuff like that. You know, my aunt died a few years before, after a couple months before that. My grandpa passed away.
Whose mom died? Yours?
My aunt's.
Your aunt died?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was one of those things where it hit home because, so she was in a hospital, right? And my cousin had called after she passed away. We were talking about the burial and everything. He was saying how she needed, like, I think it was like $40,000 or $20,000, some really small money to get her out of hospital.
What?
And back then it was like $40 or something. It was really,
right.
really
it was
small.
A very little amount.
It was a little amount of money. And I was thinking, like, crap, like, that's not a lot of money for her to be, you know, to be
right,
stuck
like
in a
she
hospital.
She didn't need to die for that.
She needed to be in the hospital for that amount of money. So the idea of being able to facilitate payments for people, you know, kind of touched home with us. So the company was called, with every company you start, it's like a bunch of different names. Sort of
right,
a bunch
so
of
you guys were playing around with names.
Yeah.
Like, what should we name this? Want to pay for medicines? No, we want to help buy medicine. No, buy medicine.
I think we
again.
Had like African Med or something,
right?
Because it's supposed to be like globally African.
Right, you wanted it because it's a Pan African company.
Yeah,
it's a global company, really.
Exactly.
Tell me, just in case somebody's just joining us, tell us again. What does Pay for Meds do?
Oh yeah, so Pay for Meds is a company that helps facilitate payments of medical cost, right? So say, for example, my mom is sick, right? And she lived in Nigeria, and she went to the hospital to get treatment. The problem with Africa as a whole, Nigeria specifically, is Nigeria is only about 9% of Nigeria is insured, right? So vastly, the country is uninsured as a whole. Health insurance, which means most people are left with making physical cash payments for their medical expenses. Right?
And if the medical expenses are really expensive or something, then they have to rely on everybody crowdsourcing
exactly.
and just, you know, they have to rely on crowdsourcing the funds to
pay for,
or a rich family member.
Exactly. So that's a real problem we face in the country. Mm. And for us that live in diaspora, the problem we have is whenever you send money back home for anything, doesn't matter what it is, whether it's medical expenses, school fees, whatever it is, you're going to get that call a month, 2 months, 3 months later
telling you,
oh, that money you sent, this one happened, that one happened, can you please send more? And so to curve those two and merge those two problems and fix it, we created this platform where if my mom goes to the hospital and she's actually sick and she needs medical care, mm-hmm. or a pharmacy or a dentist or an optician, doesn't matter what it is, as long as the medical care, they can create an invoice for the cost of her medication. Mm-hmm. Now she calls me, gives me that invoice number, and I just go and pay for meds, go to the app, or go to the website, and just pay for the medication.
That's awesome.
She can go back and get the medical care, or I can easily load her account with some money that she doesn't spend on anything else.
It's money that is basically tied to the hospital
expenses, so medical expenses. Yeah. So when she goes to the hospital, they can just charge her pay for meds account and she's good to go.
All right. When we come back, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to find out from you, CJ, like, if you weren't building a startup, what else would you be doing? plus a couple other questions. I want to find out, how are you measuring your success, you know? And what's your growth looking like for the next year? All of these questions, guys, you will get the answer. Chidroke is in the studio with us from payformeds.com, and you're listening to Everything Digital. Don't even think about changing the dial. We'll be right back.
If you know it's got internet, or follow for Twitter, you know it's not for Tosend, or get it for Tosend. Now because you the use of Palasa, your phone no the answer. See me see Wahala. My brother, go get smartphone. Yeah. Drop that Palasa phone. Phone where no go for your honey. Drop that Palasa phone.
My people, no let Palasa phone fall your hand this year. Kia, go buy 3G or 4G smartphone. Or bring that your phone, come join MTN. And then go summon you with 100% Awoof data bam. On top every data bundle way you buy for the next 3 months. So drop that Palasa now. Change your levels so that you go fit enjoy fast internet on the network we get data for everywhere for the country Nigeria. This offer day open to new and old MTN customers.
And we're back, guys. If you're just joining us, we're in here in the studio with Mr. Chidroke Ume, who is a co-founder at payformeds.com. And before we went on break, I asked him 3 questions, right? Like back to back to back. And now he's going to answer them. So the first one, you know, what's so exciting about where you think your growth will be in the next year?
For such a small company that just started, right? We've been onboarding for about a year, not even up to a year yet, mm-hmm. right? Last year when I came back, I had 3 incubators interested in the idea. Mm-hmm. So that to me shows not just validation, but like, okay, people are interested in what we have to offer. So we ended up signing with 100 G's. It's a new incubator out here in, actually it's in VI, not Yaba, which is interesting.
So you actually have an incubator that you guys are working under.
Yes.
And what does that experience look like?
It's great. It's great. It's run by Yen and Oswald. They're huge business owners, and they've been disrupting the industry for a while. Mm-hmm. Yen owns tech communication, and Oswald owns analytical platform, something like that.
All right. Well, listen, CJ, I'm so excited about this one.
Thank you.
I'm excited about a lot of the, you know, I'm sure some of the listeners would be like, mm-hmm, Faith, you're always excited about everything. But this one has some serious promise, just because you're solving a problem. It is a problem that currently exists. I'm sure we don't have the stats for it, but, you know, if you're talking about this has happened to your relative, it hasn't happened to my relative directly, but I can tell you 1 or 2 people that I know, their relatives that it has happened to. So if you kind of look around, like, everybody kind of probably knows somebody that it's happened to.
If you think about it, in the country,
died or been unnecessarily ill for a longer time because they couldn't have access to meds. You were going to say something?
Yeah, in a country with such a large population, think of Lagos alone, how big Lagos is, and then you're telling me only 10% of the country as a whole is insured. Which means there's a lot of people walking around with no medical insurance whatsoever.
And all types of illnesses.
And all types of illnesses. And there's no the only access, the only way they can access medical expenses is they pay for it outright. Like that is a huge problem, and it plagues the continent as a whole. It's not just Nigeria.
Absolutely.
You know, so going from Ghana to Nigeria, we're thinking of going into Rwanda next, South Africa. So we're trying to expand, but because it is a global problem, and our goal with Pay for Med is to get people access to better healthcare. Because
I
a large populations of Africans have people in the diaspora.
Thank you so much, CJ.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really excited about the work that you're doing. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And hey, guys, you know, you just heard about payformeds.com. Don't go anywhere but straight to your phone so that you can go to that website and download the app. You never know when you'll need to pay for someone's meds or someone will need to pay for your meds. So it's interesting, development, and it's something that I wish that you would all go and check out so that at least you know about it. Guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to take one final break, and then we'll be right back for us to round up. Don't change the dial. We'll be right back.
It's a goal!
Hey, let's go. By who? How? When?
It's not the same match we're watching.
Oh! It's a goal! I just saw the goal now. This is my so-called live broadcast. They delay me that too.
Don't worry. Let's switch to video call so I can live stream the match for you here from Russia.
Huh? Video call? Mm-hmm. With all these expensive roaming rates?
Not to worry. Data is so cheap with MTN Russia roaming offer.
With a Russia roaming offer, you can get 1.5 gigabyte roaming data for just 2,000 Naira. Dial *131*5*4# to activate. Offer valid for 30 days. You can also make calls for 100 Naira per minute, available on Tele2 Russia only.
Wow, see how clear it is. I didn't want to hear that when you both went to your side. Okay, zoom in for that free kick.
It's a goal!
I've got a final message for you guys from MTN. Now, sometime this week, there was some violence and needless destruction of property. And as always, MTN's primary concern is the safety and well-being of their employees, some of whom were attacked by supposed NLC operatives, and they even sustained injuries. Now, they do not prevent their employees from associating amongst themselves as they deem fit. And MTN actually owes their employees the obligation to ensure they are not compelled to join associations. MTN supports the freedom of association as enshrined in the Nigerian Constitution. And that's my final word on that. And we're back from the break. My name is Faith History. You've been listening to Everything Digital. And on today's episode, we basically found out about this really cool new platform called Pay for Meds. Basically, it allows you to pay for meds for your family members, your friends, and even strangers. All they need to do is be signed on to this particular platform and have the health provider, clinic, hospital, sign on to it as well, and then you can directly pay the healthcare provider for that person's service. I think this is innovative. It is cool, and it's got legs to grow. As we all know, in the first world, lots of other countries in the world out there, there are all types of really great programs to help people pay for their medications, insurance. Sometimes it's even free, like in the UK. And you know what? Nigeria, we still have a long way to go with regards to this. And this is a way for us to help ourselves and help each other until we get to the place where, you know, obviously our government can help us in such a huge way. And so that's the show for me today. I really appreciate you listening. I appreciate you tuning in. And I appreciate you telling your friends and family about the show and about this platform, Pay for Meds, because I want it to be successful. I want it to grow. So please check out this episode. All you have to do is go to our website, www.everythingdigitalmedia.com. If you want to listen to it again, get all the details on Pay for Meds and share it with your loved ones. All right, guys, until next time when I bring you more cool people in this digital world that we live in, more cool brands and tips and tricks for you all out there. It's bye for now from me, your girl, Faith History. Toodles!
Everything Digital.
Everything Digital is proudly brought to you by MTN. This is a Faith History production.